You heard what I asked you.
Label us not.
Hold on, is we on the?
We are back.
Are we on the thing?
Another one.
Man, you are lying.
Another one, y'all. We are not live. We on Anchor.
No, just still, motherfuckers can't hear me.
Yes, they can. Hey, y'all, man. It was Juneteenth weekend.
And Juneteenth. I didn't get to go.
Juneteenth weekend, the national day that they freed the slaves, 1865. No, we are never fully free. But never fully free.
They freed us back then. And we still wasn't free. They were still enslaving us and murdering us.
Yep.
Especially in the South.
In the South, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, those states. That's why, even now,
Florida, all that shit.
I know. That's why, you know, we still deal with problems even today in 2020 because their grandparents, their mothers and fathers, people's mothers and fathers,
they still teaching them that stuff.
They still teaching them
when they should teach when racism. When they should teach them equality, they should teach them. Anybody should teach their child that they shouldn't hate somebody because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, you should love them.
Right.
Because they look different.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? I can't even think of his damn name, but at the end of the day, we all one race, man.
Yes, we are.
We all human beings. Mm-hmm. The human race. That's what we are. And that's how we should all treat it. That's why I love how all these different races are coming together at these events. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people come in there with bad motives.
Right.
But I love how they all coming together. Like, because everybody see how black people are being attacked.
Exactly.
People see this shit.
Man, and you know what's so crazy?
And I love that the youth is acting on that shit.
Older people, the mid-range age people.
I mean the voice. The voice is the younger people. Them the people that's really outraged about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't understand why. You know what I'm saying? Why these people act like that. They act like that because they talk like that.
They talk like that. And like we said, man, Juneteenth wasn't, the national day they freed the slaves, it wasn't that long ago, 1865.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and if you look at,
but look, the thing of it is, even in the South, they just started voting probably 50 to 70 years ago. They just started allowing black folks to vote. You know what I'm saying? We speak on this. It's not black history.
And your motherfucking ass was live when I was talking earlier.
No, I wasn't. We three minutes. We just started when I said Juneteenth, fam.
Okay.
Y'all,
okay.
Shout out to my cousin, Kevin.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Hey, shout out to my cousin, Kevin. I love you, fam.
I love you too, fam.
You know what I'm saying? We got Nicole sitting right beside us. She ain't chimed in yet, but she's definitely going to. But, man, we on Anchor. We live. We record. Man, I said, let's get a podcast in right quick. It ain't gotta be that long, but it was a celebration in Tulsa, Oklahoma, man. I got to enjoy the festivities of everything that's going on in Greenwood, from Black Wall Street. Man, the ground was just sacred. This is where my history was at 100 years ago, up until they bombed Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, I feel like, you know, speaking, let's just enlighten ourselves and speak on Black Wall Street, because we did just celebrate Juneteenth.
But
you know,
you want to speak on it because you're the only one that really know about it.
Okay.
I know about it, but I don't know, like, I was at
Juneteenth. Actually, I've been in Oklahoma City just to
enlighten y'all. Can we hear can we hear how you found out about Wall Street?
Actually, how I found out about Black Wall Street was probably my first year at Rose State. My first year at Rose State, 2015. I was a part of the Black Student Association.
Nah, you wasn't a part.
I was Black Student Association.
Exactly.
I was the vice president. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Daniel Moore, shout out to him. You know, he was the president. But we was just trying to figure out how to do the bylaws and stuff. We didn't understand.
Y'all figured that shit out.
We figured that shit out.
Y'all figured it out.
It took us about 4 or 5 hours. We went to the library and we just started putting together a whole bunch of stuff. But just being a part of Black Student Association at Rose State, that's what made me want to learn more about my culture in 2015. Being a part of that, I'm like, I'm obligated to know certain things. So, Daniel printed out this book. I can't even remember the name of it. I still got it in my room. But, he printed out this book. Matter of fact, it was called The Willie Lynch Letter. You know, if you haven't...
That ain't even a book.
Yeah, actually, that green...
They made a book about it?
The Willie Lynch Letter? Yeah.
I know what it is.
He printed that out, and I actually read that.
He told them how to put us in bondage for hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years, and the Willie Lynch Letter actually still goes on today, but yep. just being a part of the Black Student Section, I feel like I was obligated to learn about my Black history, being a Black woman on campus. Yeah, of course.
I want to ask you something. Can you explain the Willie Lynch Letter?
If you can't
right now, that's fine.
No. The Willie Lynch Letter, basically...
Because a lot of people don't know about the Willie Lynch Letter. They don't know that. A lot of Black people don't know about that.
Right. So just
acknowledge them niggas with it.
Just to go into what the Willie Lynch Letter is about, he basically wrote a letter that said that hundreds of years from now, you know what I'm saying, you would have Black people, light-skinned, dark-skinned, to go against their own skin tone. You know, so, you know, people still do it now. When you have team light-skinned, team dark-skinned, just to go into a brief perception of what it's about.
Hold on. Can I say something now?
Yeah, go ahead, fam.
For some reason, I knew you was going to say that, fam.
Of course.
I knew you was going to say that. But to me, the mm-hmm. Willie Lynch Letter was about the control of Black people.
Of course.
That was the main purpose of it.
Of course.
He sent it out to plantations, mm-hmm. telling them
how to control Black people. And this effect, this will go into effect for hundreds of years.
This is 400 years to be exactly.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that it's still going into effect. But these young niggas,
mm-hmm.
they just like that nigga off Roots. Excuse my language, but that's we are. I got every right
Label
to say it.
Not.
I got every right to say it. That's exactly what it is. The Black people are waking up.
Mm-hmm.
If not already woken.
I think they are.
You know what I'm saying? I walked, I went around town yesterday to different places. Mm-hmm. I went to a few places. And the Black people are seeing what's going on, and they're doing something about it now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just the Black people; it's the Indians,
right?
The Mexicans, people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so crazy? Even white folks out there with us.
Yes, they are.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. they see the injustice and everything that's going on. Because they know this shit ain't right. Mm-hmm. It's not right.
When you sit back and you got a president that will sit behind and stand behind a tweet about what's going on, and you know you got followers that don't agree what's going on in the Black community or people that's going against whatever you're saying. Let me put it like that, because it's not necessarily the Black community. You know, when you sit here and tweet about certain things, you got to understand you got followers that did.
Millions of people.
You know what I'm saying? That agree
and
with what you're saying and go against the grain of what others are talking about.
Because mm-hmm. everybody got their own belief that they have the right to.
Right. You know, and everybody got their own opinion.
But we all humans. You know, mm-hmm. one thing that we do all have, we should all have, is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We should all have compassion. We should all have sympathy for what's going on, and that's what's wrong with the folks that don't realize what's going on. Mm-hmm. They don't have sympathy. They don't realize that what they're doing to their child is going to affect their great-great-grandchild.
Right, and I actually,
you know what I'm saying?
I talked to a lady, we after 12 o'clock, so yesterday morning,
uh-huh.
you know, I talked to her at the Greenwood at the monument. And she said she was a white lady. Her and her husband, they had a 3-year-old daughter. But while we was talking, I didn't realize her daughter was 3 years old. Because she was taking pictures. And she said, I want my daughter to know what's going on in America. You know, I want to teach her about this. And I'm able to show her these pictures, you know, about Black Wall Street. Because I didn't learn that in school. None of us learned it in school.
They don't teach it.
Because they don't teach it.
Remember, I told you about it first. Remember when I first went to Rose State? I was like, damn. They in here preaching this. I knew nothing.
You know, that
we had a multi-million dollar place down there in Tulsa. When I say we, I say the Black race. That's what I mean when I say we. Yeah. They had a multi-million dollar community down there, Kia. On grocery store, on everything. We didn't have to go out of town for nothing.
For nothing. A movie theater, doctor's office, exactly. Lawyers.
We had to go everything. Nowhere for nothing. We had everything right
shoe
there.
Shoe shine, everything.
But the elites, as they call them, couldn't stand that shit.
Yep.
Y'all think, whoever listening, y'all think that they did that shit accidentally? Nah. They bombed that place.
Because they was jealous.
They was afraid.
Exactly, of what we could become.
Exactly.
And that's why I say now, man. That's why I say now. Like, why can't we have a Black Wall Street now?
We can.
Of course we can. And that's why at one point in time, not at one
that's
point in time.
That's why we got to teach our youth.
When
fam.
That time comes, that's something that that's a vision that I would have for myself.
I'm going to say something real quick. She just said that's her vision. Guess what? That's most
people
most intelligent. I ain't even gonna say intelligent. Most coherent Black folks will understand that because we need. This is a time where we can be erased, you know. We don't want to be erased, though. Erased. We don't want to be erased. We want to be here. We want to be part of this thriving life that's going on right now. We helped build this. Mm-hmm. Why can't we be a part of it? Why? You know what I'm saying? I just got so much shit I want to say, but I can't even fucking say it.
I understand.
I just believe... What happened in Tulsa?
Mm-hmm.
What you told me what happened in Tulsa? How everybody came together and wasn't nobody ignorant and being stupid.
Man, it was all love in the air.
Exactly,
all
exactly.
Love.
You know what I'm saying?
Enjoying ourselves, enjoying the moment.
And that's how it was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we about. That's what we've always been about.
Always.
As a race.
But the media, like...
Portray
us as something else. Like I told the woman. I said, you've been out here a few hours. What have you seen? You know what I'm saying? Have you seen any violence out here? No. We out here having a good time, enjoying ourselves. But you know what? You wanted me to go get on, you know what I'm saying, your interview and talk about something negative that you can post. Like I said, you might not even post what I talked about because it wasn't
I'm gonna keep it 100
what you
with
wanted.
You. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. The way you was talking, they ain't going to share what you said ain't going to never be seen. Only
exactly.
way it's going to be
but
seen.
But you know what? I posted on
you recorded
Label Us Not.
You recorded
right.
it. That's the only way it's going to get seen
right.
because you was talking too much.
Because he wanted
knowledge.
Me to talk about Trump hit
But then
his
nobody
want to
talk about him because
exactly.
that day wasn't about
That's
him.
That's why I said I ain't got nothing to say
we'll,
about
we'll
Trump.
Talk about that nigga on election day.
Exactly.
Real talk.
Right. When
Other
he's
than
not
that.
President.
We talking about empowering our own people because that's what it need. That's what needs to be done.
Right.
Because clearly we not getting nowhere talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about us. Let's talk about what we doing for our communities. Let's talk about...
And you know what? If you haven't noticed, the Black Market, Oklahoma.
I don't know what that is. Can you explain that to
the
me?
Black
I don't
market,
know what that is.
It's actually somebody started a Facebook group where all the people in Oklahoma City, but they just made it. Anybody can do it now. But all the people in Oklahoma City that own their own business, regardless of how big or how small it is, you can post on it. Yeah, Nicole, how do you feel about what's going on, you know what I'm saying, about the black market. I know you, we trying to time you into this conversation.
Just a little bit.
You know, because Nicole's sitting here, she's sitting here with
us. On her goddamn phone.
But, the black market, man, you know, the black market.
Look at that kid. You see what the back of my hat say?
Of course. I am black history. I love it. I love that. But, the black market is basically anybody in Oklahoma City, they can post on. If you own your own business, no matter how big or how small, you can post on there, and it lets people know that you have your own business and you black, because we support our own. This weekend, from Friday to Sunday, it was about supporting my own. I wanted to eat it all. Black-owned businesses.
And you know something?
That's ain't what nothing it was
wrong
about.
With that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because you know something?
But you
the
know
Jews
what?
Do it. The but white people do it.
You no, know, no, real shit. What? But you real know shit. What, cuz?
What?
I'm going to continue that. It shouldn't you supposed be just to. Be, just be about Juneteenth weekend.
You're where right. I'm glad you just said that to me, because you know something? Because I do like other places. Right. But that don't mean I ain't going to stop eating there, but I do need to start supporting.
Support my own.
More
regardless
businesses.
Of how much I pay for.
Now, hold on now, though. If that shit
money.
Nasty, I ain't eating that shit. I'm going to just say that now.
Hey, shout out to Off the Hook. What Definitely. Was the place, the barbecue place you took me into in Tulsa?
Alpha Grill.
Alpha Grill.
Frank Grillis.
Bomb.
I heard it was good. I want to go.
Off the Hook in Oklahoma City, man. I've been supporting Off the Hook. I've been
supporting.
I'm just saying, I've been a supporter Off the Hook.
Yeah, I ain't. You know, I don't like seafood
Alpha
though.
Grill, yeah, you don't. But the Alpha Grill, they had some bomb ass food. But I'm all about, man. It's time we support our own, man. Our own people. Just like no matter, you know, I went out and I bought T-shirts. I was downtown Tulsa buying more masks. You know, because I wanted to support my own people. Hell, I even bought some liquor in a bag. I said, shit, it's nice. A black-owned business, too.
Yeah, she knows. She probably got about
She business. Was a hustler.
Don't say the name of it.
Of course. I don't even know the name.
Yeah, $300-$400.
But shoot, I had me some motherfucking peach tea.
Yeah, she a hustler.
Crown.
We might even do that.
Exactly.
Nah, you
that's
can't
what
do
I
that.
Told
that's
her.
Though.
Hey, Nicole,
that's
I told
illegal,
her.
Though.
Nicole, I told her.
You ain't
her,
got
I said,
a liquor license.
Hey,
that's
I said, you a black-owned business, too. You making your money out here, too. But, man, it's about supporting our own people. Don't sit here. You know what I'm saying? Go out. It ain't got to be every day that you support your own business. But I'm getting to a point where I don't even want to eat nowhere else. I told Nicole while we was in Tulsa.
Why would you say that? You don't want to eat nowhere else. You
gotta
eat.
No. I know, cuz. But I'm saying Juneteenth weekend was about us. It was our independence. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted support. But I'm getting to the point where I want to do this all the time. If it ain't black owned, I don't want your business.
Kid, you can do it all the time. You see how you on Anchor right now?
Mm-hmm.
You can do this by yourself.
Of
when
course.
You know how you get on Facebook and be
live?
And be live when you know, doing your grass,
mm-hmm.
your line shit.
Right.
You can do that same shit on Anchor.
But black owned business,
on any, on anything.
Have that stuff together. Don't just sit here, collect, and not detail.
Of course.
What you mean, detail?
Of course.
I would love for you to explain
Hold on,
that.
I can elaborate.
No, I don't need you to. I need her to, because she ain't involved in the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Just connect. Just don't get the money just to make the profit. Be informed. Detailed. Let us know
what you're trying to do, or.
Yeah, well, we went somewhere. It cost $10 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, by the time we paid the $10, it was $20 for, you know, for both of us together.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we got there, food was about an hour.
Okay, was it good?
We didn't eat. We shouldn't have to wait an hour.
Plus, why? Why? What did y'all order?
No, we couldn't even order because they said it was on hold for an hour.
Why though?
That's what they said.
Why though? They didn't tell y'all why? Did y'all ask why?
They was busy, I guess.
Because I'd have asked. Why?
I guess they was
why
busy.
Why are we waiting an hour?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't ask that?
No.
I thought your black ass would have answered.
No, I wouldn't care. I was sipping shit. I was drinking.
You had probably already ate too.
No, I didn't. I was hungry as fuck.
Was it a black owned business though?
Yes,
it was a black owned business.
And they told y'all y'all had to wait an hour.
They charged us $10 to get to the dough. They did.
So y'all didn't eat nothing?
But shit, I didn't know.
So y'all basically spent $20 for nothing?
No. I got that $20 back. One thing about me, I'm going to
get
my motherfucking
money back. She sure did.
I don't know.
What's wrong with waiting an hour, though, for good food?
We hungry.
And it don't matter, okay? If you hungry, take your ass to McDonald's.
But in North Tulsa,
you that hungry?
Everything in North Tulsa shut down. Everything, yeah.
What's that's the shit right there. See, people think that black people don't. I can't say it how I want to say it. I want to say it. The words is like right here, but they're not coming out.
I said, hey man, I was like, peep this out. We paid $10 at the door. Me and my friend, we didn't know that we got to wait an hour for some food. He said, I'm sorry, we overbooked. He said, we backed up in a day.
Juneteenth. It's going to happen.
I told him, I said, hey, check this out. We just came from the city. We heard good stuff about your place. I don't give a damn about the music.
Where was y'all at?
We was at an ice. Something like ice.
Something like ice event?
Yeah, something like ice.
Shout out to Ice, too, because y'all been doing y'all thing for a long time.
Sure has.
Yeah, we was something like ice.
Ice event, sir.
But I was like, I heard, you know, about y'all. So that's the reason why we came over here to get something to eat. Now, I ain't for seeing right no hour after I just paid you $10. So he was like, so what you want me to do? Give me my money back.
And you just go somewhere. Where did y'all go eat after that?
Quick trip. Chips. Chips and slushies.
Yeah, because everything in North Tulsa shut down. They don't stay open. They don't stay open in North Tulsa long. But to me, you know, you shouldn't be charging them, though. Ice don't charge them, though. But hold on, because I haven't been at Ice.
Now, that's what I do
understand. They don't charge at the door.
I do understand that. What you just said, you said they shouldn't have been charging at the door.
Yeah.
But that's how they get people to stay.
Fuck that, nigga.
Y'all was just one of the few that didn't.
No.
Y'all like, fuck all that.
No, Big Baller.
We ready to eat now.
Big Baller didn't care over here.
Whatever.
Didn't care over here.
Whatever.
She ain't no Big Baller.
I was enjoying my drink at the bar.
My drink was nasty as fuck. So
it sure was.
You ordered it, though.
It was a Long Island. That shit was nasty. Nastiest Long Island I ever tasted. That shit
who
was
made
nasty.
It?
The bar. The bartender.
I know the bartender.
I don't
made
know
it.
Her name. That shit was nasty. I tell you that shit. I was like, damn.
Well, maybe she was new or something. Give her a break.
That was
It's Juneteenth.
She made that shit right. All right.
Listen to me. It's Juneteenth. Maybe she didn't know how to make them.
Maybe she didn't.
You know, you can't. Don't just blame her for nothing.
We ain't knocking because, you know, I'm just saying in general. You know, I done had this conversation with y'all before about people and businesses not having their shit together.
Okay, people, that's what happened. That's what makes a business, though. Like you gotta go through mistakes.
Hey, hold on. Let's change the subject a little bit. So, we was at the rally. You know what I'm saying? Enough about that. But we was at the rally, right?
You know? Change it because she want to change it.
No, good. I don't know how to change it.
Nah, you don't know how to change shit. Hey. I'll change it back.
Oh, shit, God.
Yeah.
I know she key on her Facebook page. She need to put activist.
See, I just changed it.
Hey.
Did he say much?
Look, I am an activist, but
you supposed to be.
Hey, shit. Label
you
us
wanted,
not.
You wanted the black people that's in our city. I ain't gonna say what city we in because I don't need everybody knowing that though.
Mm-hmm.
Las
Vegas, baby.
Las Vegas.
I don't give a fuck, honestly. But at the same time, man, I love my family. I love my culture.
Of course.
I love everything about being black.
Of course.
I wouldn't get that shit up for nobody.
Man, you hear me?
I love being black.
Man, I love
you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ain't nothing more beautiful.
I love my history.
Ain't nothing more beautiful than going outside and you ain't got to put on sand, tan, and lotion.
Right.
Ain't nothing more beautiful than that. You can go anywhere and be hated just because of the way you look. I love it.
I thought that was 10 minutes.
Girl, it's 20. Girl, we gonna go as long as we want
to. Hey, but man, I love my country.
If y'all ain't noticed,
I speak on my grandparents all the time.
You love your country because you ain't been to Africa.
No, I said I love my culture.
Your culture, of course.
That's what I said. I speak on my grandparents.
You want? Do
all
I need to play some music?
Because
and show you why we love our culture.
Because we got the same grandparents.
Yeah,
grandma. Mildred Cross.
Homer T. Cross.
1918. Mildred Cross.
See, I don't
Cross,
know their birthdays.
1929.
Stuff, but...
Your big cuz do. But we got older grandparents. Older grandparents.
Nah, I don't have a grandparent no more.
We don't. We don't have grandparents no more. But you know what? Their memory lives on. And what we learn from them, it continues to live on. You know, I speak on my grandparents all the time because they're older. You know, most kids, they got grandparents like my nieces and nephews. My mom was born in 64. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm glad I got older grandparents because it's things that I know that I wouldn't have known. Like I always, if it wasn't for them. You know, Grandpa was a World War II veteran.
And a lot of people look at him. He dealt
with a lot of stuff that,
but what's so
that
was crazy going is, on in though, society. People look at him, if he was to walk the streets, they'll look at him like nothing.
Like nothing.
They'll look at him like he's nothing, even though he fought to save this country. He
fought World War II veteran. Grandma.
They'll look at him like he nothing. No.
Grandma
like,
was like, born in 1929.
But nigga, he one of the reasons why we still able to speak freely.
Right.
Stuff like that.
And you know what? I be referring to, I ain't even gonna lie, I be referring to white folks as Peckerwoods.
Like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Look, that's my grandparents. Them motherfuckers call us
niggas all day long.
Right, I'd be like, Grandpa be like them Peckerwoods, or Grandma be like them Peckerwoods.
But he wasn't saying it out of disrespect, though.
Yeah, I know. They weren't saying it out of
disrespect. That's just how he knew them as. See, that's what he knew them as.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They call him niggas all his life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shit, if you call me a motherfucking nigga all my life, goddammit, I'm gonna call you a fucking Peckerwood all your goddamn life.
Right.
Shit, that's just what it is.
Man, I love, like you said, cause
what's
I
your
love
name? Culture. You ain't gotta say your full name. You can say your nickname. Say your nickname.
Kiki.
Nah.
Whatever.
My cousin name is Kiki.
Label us or not.
Our names. We have names. Black people have names. Mm-hmm. How we say sir and all this and ma'am and all this shit to y'all. That's we don't do that shit because we trying to be respectful. We say that shit because we are respectful.
Right. You know
when
what?
When are y'all going to start I being respectful? I tell people,
you know, grandma and grandpa, they raised our aunties and uncles, my mom, your grandma, in a small town. You know, I remember when I used to go to school there, I went to school there from 7th grade to the beginning of my 10th grade year. And you can go to the library. This is how country this town was. My grandma's town was like 200 people. The next town over was Charleston, Missouri, 5,000 people. But you can go to the library and you can look in the archives back in the 90s. And you can see how they used to do the slave trade. It was in the archives of the newspapers. The slave trade of what was going on. And what's so crazy is Charleston, even to this day, it's like a town divided. Because you got the railroad tracks. On one side of the tracks, you could tell it was, on one side of the tracks, you know, you could tell it was the white side of town. On the other side of the tracks, you can tell there's a black side of town. Even to this day in 2020, and anybody listening from Charleston, Missouri, they know that I'm telling the truth. You know, it was a town divided, a town of two lights.
We ignorant you know? Now, y'all.
You know,
y'all called us ignorant for years. She sugarcoating shit. Y'all called us ignorant for years. Y'all still calling us ignorant. So we gonna be what the fuck y'all calling us. Y'all want to claim we ignorant? Look, why we? Let's just be ignorant for a couple months. And see what the fuck y'all think, dude.
Man, I just, like I tell anybody, man, racism, people act like racism don't still go on today.
But it does. Exactly. I worked for a place for 10 years. And every day, I could see the shit in people's eyes. I could see it in their eyes. Like I told you, it's a reason. Mm-hmm. My uncle let me go. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'd have still been there and I see that shit, people say some stupid shit to me, and ain't my blood was running through me, that cross in me.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't gonna let me shut the fuck up. Because ain't nobody finna just flat out disrespect me. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck where I'm working. You're not just finna disrespect me. Like, not on that level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could demeanor me or whatever you want to do as far as to my work, but you're not finna disrespect my culture. Mm-hmm. Because I disrespect yours.
But shit, cuz, that don't happen just at your job.
I know it don't, but I was just saying my experience.
I know, that happens everywhere.
I know it does.
Even where I work at. I can hear the way you talk. But no matter.
But you ain't got to deal with that shit, though.
Yes, the fuck I do.
No, you don't. No, you know the fuck you don't.
I do have to deal with
it. Nah, you ain't got... you got to deal with what, Kia?
Nigga, I deal with racist ass people all the fucking time.
Yeah, people that's like the patience and shit. Yeah,
no, Nicole, hop in this fucking conversation. He said I don't got to deal with racist ass people. Did you hear my question?
I did not say you didn't have to deal with racist shit.
Okay, so
that
elaborate.
That is not what I said.
What did you say?
What I'm saying is you have the right to speak your mind, Kia. Motherfucker disrespect you. It's in the Constitution.
Look.
That you have the right to say what you want to.
I deal with racist. Look.
They
want to
fire you. They can fire you all day long.
Look.
But guess what? That's going to open up other opportunities for you. Look. You ain't got to deal with that shit. Is what I'm saying.
I don't have to deal with that, but I do deal with it because it's my job. That's what I'm saying.
But you could get another one.
Yeah, but I do deal with that. I've been at my job 7 years, and the other one is part-time.
Let's open up a black hospital.
I agree.
DA, that's black.
No, don't just play. No, I'm dead serious when I say that.
I agree with that, but even on my job, I deal with, look, Kevin.
Not somebody to tell you something.
Look, I deal with...
That's completely opposite
I deal with
of your
racism.
Other,
I deal with racism. I'm a black woman
who
in my
don't?
Industry.
Who don't?
You right. That's what I'm.
Who,
that's
what
that's
black
what I'm trying
person
to let
don't
you know.
Deal with that shit?
That's exactly because that's what I'm trying to tell you. I do deal with it, and I have to.
I'm finna smoke
to
a blunt, y'all.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm finna smoke. God damn it.
Label.
They don't
not.
Smoke, but hey, I'm finna smoke.
Look,
because I like to get high. I like to get high because it keep me from flipping the fuck out. Real shit.
But look, I do deal with it though. We all deal with it. I'm pretty sure my mama deal with it on her job.
But, goddamn. My tone might change y'all in the next couple minutes. We said we was only gonna be on her like 10 minutes, but you know something.
Yeah,
we don't give a fuck.
Hey, but
shit. Long as y'all listening, we don't care.
God. Oh shit.
I don't even care if y'all ain't listening. Shit.
I don't know, but.
You just got the hiccups. That's all. Hold your breath for about 10 seconds. Just hold your breath, fam. About 10 seconds. It'll go away.
Nine, ten. Okay. But we all deal with racism, as I was saying. It went away. We all deal with racism, even on my job. I listen how people talk to me, like I've always said. Regardless of how I speak, I understand how you can word something, you know what I'm saying, to reflect on what you're saying.
Say that again.
I said, we all deal with racism. Uh-huh. But no matter how you word something that you want to say to me, out of context, I still understand what you're saying. Because I read between the lines.
So are you talking to me directly?
No. I'm talking to racist ass motherfuckers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hate for no reason.
I'm talking to motherfuckers.
Let's talk
that's
about
racist.
Hate. Can we talk about hate?
What do you want to talk about hate?
Why do you hate? Not you.
Why do
when
people
I,
that
when
are
say,
racist
when
hate?
When I say you, I mean the
why
people
do
that
people
hate.
That are racist
I ain't
hate.
Talking about even racist. I ain't even just talking about racist.
Okay.
Motherfucker hate you because of the color you wearing.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Why do you hate another motherfucker for being them?
I don't know.
You know
I can't answer
saying?
That question, but what
I
can
said,
say
I said,
is...
let's talk about it.
I know. Yeah,
and when
right.
I say why, I mean I'm talking to the people out here that's listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you listening, give us responses, man, so we can inform people.
You know, hate, you're not born with hate. Like
no,
we
you're not.
All
we
say,
born very innocent.
Exactly. It's the people that teach hate to their family, to their kids.
You know,
that's how
like
they
him.
Learn about
you,
it.
You don't like him because he look like
you know,
that.
I,
she look like that. No, I love that motherfucker. I love that motherfucker. My best friend growing up was white.
Mm-hmm.
Drew.
Yeah, Drew.
Drew.
I remember Drew.
Cody.
McClure Avenue.
Them was the closest friends I ever had.
McClure Avenue. Drew and Cody. But, I remember both of them.
I'm going to get off the subject. Can I have a pen on?
Hell
no.
Bitch. You see that nigga? Hey, Pinto spoiled.
Hey, look, we
him.
Both was like, no. What the fuck?
Look at Pinto.
Bitch, you can have that motherfucker back.
Oh, no.
You can have that bitch back. man. He ain't going nowhere.
He love to be rubbed, right?
Shit.
Pinto ain't going nowhere. But,
man. Pinto Bean ain't that right, boy.
Pinto like all the hoes, little B.
Nah, he's just a good dog. He is a good dog.
He sure
he'll alert you when people knock at the door when they walking by.
God damn that dog. Because he was active.
Now he.
Remember that night that nigga was knocking at the door?
Yeah.
Pinto was the reason I heard that shit.
Yeah. Because
he was sitting right here on this carpet right here barking.
Right.
He was literally right here barking. He didn't go to the door. He didn't go to the back door. He was just right here barking so we could hear it, fam.
Pinto's spoiled. That's why he like you to rub him on his stomach. Oh, spoiled ass.
He a good dog, though. He doing what he's supposed to do, though.
That dog was licking all up on him on other spots.
So you the one dropped that bitch off?
Yeah. You want him no more.
I take this
I told kid don't even get the damn dog.
This one.
You laughing, hey, but I'm dead fucking serious.
Hey, check this out. Happy Father's Day,
I told her
man.
Don't get that dog.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I know I'm a day late and a dollar short.
You not a day late.
But
nigga.
Father's Day was...
54 minutes ago.
Exactly. 54 minutes ago.
Yeah, I
you ain't a day nothing short.
Happy Shit. Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? To all the fathers out there.
You tell your father happy Father's Day?
Yes, I did.
Mr. Heron.
I told my brothers happy Father's Day. You know.
My daddy ain't shit. Fuck that nigga.
But you know what? A lot of us, we grew up. Honestly, I love my daddy. I love him to death, Pops. Pops, I love you to death. But I don't love my daddy. I grew up without a father.
I don't even know you, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up
my
without a father.
My sister and my brothers, them know you. I don't know you.
Don't get me wrong, I always knew who my father was. Pops, I always knew who you was.
That nigga was supportive in them live podcasts.
Pops, always supportive of all his kids.
I didn't know who my father was.
My dad 14. Always supported. I never take that away from him. Yeah. He support us no matter what we do. Pops, I never take that away from you.
Yeah, he was commenting on all them videos.
Yes, he was. Yes, he does. He do that. That's Pops, William Heron. You know what I'm saying? That's my pops. I love you. Love you to death. Y'all hear the thunder outside.
You get scared.
Oh, you should have seen when somebody was popping fireworks and they came running down the street.
Damn.
Yeah, he was running. Pinto was scared. But, man, going back to what we was talking about, man, racism is so deep-rooted in America. Even you got mixed kids that got grandparents that don't like black people. That's crazy. You know, I think that going back to Juneteenth, you know, at the Trump rally, not even a Trump, it wasn't even a Trump rally. It was outside of the box center. People just talking to different people and getting their perception of everything that's going on. You know, you never know why people do certain things or why they believe certain things. But like Kevin was saying, racism is taught. It's taught. Only how your kids and your grandkids can know about it if you got hate in your heart yourself. And if you got hate in your heart, it's going to rub off on your kids. The 1960s was not that long ago, 70 years ago. Honestly, my grandma was alive when Obama was elected, but I wish my grandpa could have seen that. I wish Homer T could see that we had a black president, because I know my grandpa would have never thought that he'd have seen the day that we elect a black president of the United States. World War II veteran. Fought for this country. Went through Great Depression. As a black man, you know, my grandma, she was young. I speak on my grandparents all the time, no matter who I'm talking to, even at my job, because I got much respect for them. I think that all kids should know not just racism, but the history of America. Like I was talking to some gentleman yesterday. He got upset with me based on the fact that he didn't learn about Black Wall Street until the day before. Is that anybody's fault? No, that's his own fault. Yes, it's up to the schools to teach the kids, but it's up to you to learn yourself.
Kevin, you going to bed?
And I think that it's up to you to teach yourself. Emmett Till. I'm from Illinois. Emmett Till was born in Illinois, but how he got killed? Money, Mississippi. His mama decided that she wanted the world to know what the state of Mississippi had done to her son, Emmett Till. So she decided to have an open casket funeral. It's up to us to teach. That's why my nephews, it's up to me. It's up to my brother. It's up to their uncles, their cousins. They got to know what's going on. Because my nephews, I'm like, come protest with TT. Oh, no, TT, you be out there for a long time. You be out there just standing for a long time. But do you know why I'm standing? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they marched many a times throughout history. It's up to us to teach our kids, man. It's up to us to teach our grandkids about the history. Yes, they hear about George Floyd.
It's up to us to teach the youth, period.
Yes, they know about George Floyd.
The youth, period, y'all.
But do they know the reason behind why all this hatred is going on in America?
No, they don't know, because exactly. People got to teach them.
Exactly, that's my point. Label anybody us not.
Anybody can teach you, though.
Anybody can.
Yeah.
You're right. Anybody can. It's up to us.
I learned about it at Urban League.
Mm-hmm.
I was young. I mean, I knew a little something.
I'm going to put you in my shirt.
I went to Urban League and I looked up the word urban.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very powerful word.
Yes, it is. Urban. I agree.
I'm drunk as shit, though, y'all. Don't listen to me right now.
Hey, it don't even matter. Label us not. But it's up to us to teach our kids, man. They're not teaching us in the history books. They're not telling us everything. Yeah, they teach us about Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X. Yeah, we know about
that.
The
soft-spoken ones.
The soft-spoken ones and about voting rights.
They don't teach you about the people that didn't speak peacefully. They don't.
Nicole, when did you learn about Black Wall Street? You grew up in Oklahoma.
I was in Tulsa when I learned about it.
Okay, when did you learn about it?
You know them niggas fought for that
shit.
I went to Juneteenth.
No, fuck Juneteenth. You grew up in Oklahoma.
They didn't teach it in schools.
Exactly. That's bullshit. But like I told that woman earlier yesterday, I said they didn't teach it at Juneteenth. But they taught about Martin Luther King. My mama graduated in 82. Uh-huh. 84, I'm sorry. But she knew about Martin Luther King.
Yeah, because they teach you about the basic leaders.
But they didn't teach you about Black Wall Street, where we had a whole city full of multicultural everything.
Millionaires,
right. But they ain't teach you. And that happened right here in Oklahoma.
This is what they did.
That's the saddest part of history.
I'm going to show you the plainest example of what you could do. I wish this shit was on video. This is the plainest example of what could happen. What does happen. Financially, physically, and mentally. On the black side to black people. Y'all think I'm bullshit, kid? You don't understand this demonstration. You got to do little stupid shit like this. That's how you get people's attention.
Okay.
Car light.
Okay.
Electric station. I mean, electronic station. Mm-hmm. You say it like that. Another electronic station. Food station. Another food station. Then these motherfuckers come through here like this. Boom, boom, boom. Just drop bombs. Kill right. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what the fuck happened in Tulsa. Right?
Mm-hmm. They was outraged because they had people doing better than them on their side of the, on their side of the city.
Just drop bombs on shit for nothing.
Yeah, because they said niggas was
fighting.
Folks,
they was fighting for their survival.
They said back in the day, the white folks used to stay out north, and the black folks was out south. And they said, you know.
Still, now they say the north side is the good side of Tulsa, right?
North side is blacks. They turned it around because.
But they would. That was. That's what they were saying at first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I rode through there a few times on the bus. They say some shit on that bus.
The white folks should stay out north, and the black.
You ever rode the bus through Tulsa? They say some shit on that motherfucker. They, like, damn, this nigga just say, I'm high, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
I done smoked this weed. I don't do
that's what I'm eating.
Weed legal.
I'm eating a whatchamacallit, right? I'm a little tipsy. But, man, it's about now, 2020, supporting your own. If you ain't heard of the Black Market, Oklahoma on Facebook, I suggest you go log on and add yourself to it. Because it's so many black businesses in Oklahoma that you don't even realize. Whatever you need. Whatever you need. You can find it on that site.
Black Market?
Black Market. It's called the Black Market, Oklahoma. Oklahoma City.
So they give like business advice? Mm-mm, or something like that?
You have businesses. Investment advice. No, you have businesses on that site. Whatever you need. You need a counselor? You got a black counselor. You need a lawyer? You got a black lawyer. You need a grocery store? You can find it.
I think Dibba's.
What do you need somebody to help you move forward in life?
You can find it.
Yeah.
On the black market.
I think Dibba's.
And I'm excited about this site. I haven't posted my lawn care service to it yet, but I am within the next couple of days. I got some things that I want to do for my lawn care service. But,
landscaping.
You know it.
See, my mom was trying to put her to work.
She sure was. But I'm going to suggest her to somebody else because I'm not in Tulsa.
Nah, I just asked you. You sold her, though.
I'm not in Tulsa.
She had to want you for something.
Well, she know I do lawn care service. But, man, whatever you need on the black market, Oklahoma City, you can find it. I don't give a damn if, like, I want to get some black artwork.
Like drawing.
Black artwork.
You know something? You know what's so crazy? Since I was a kid, fam, I always wanted to draw with you.
For real?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Like, it ain't even got to be nothing. Listen to me, kid.
I'm
talking to... Look.
Man, I don't draw like I used to. I'm a drawer. I'm an artist.
Kid, but you know how to draw.
Yeah.
And watching you, I can learn how to draw.
I can sit here, Nicole, literally, and draw my that whole scenery right in front
of me. And that's what now people doing nowadays.
I don't do it, though.
Now that's what people do nowadays.
But you know what, I don't have time.
Be like five canvases for $10.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. To draw.
I ain't got time. Okay,
so we ain't been sitting here for like 48 minutes.
But I'm saying I don't do that no more, cause like I said, I wanted to start writing again. But
I mean, I ain't saying like I don't know what drawing means to you, cause you ain't told me that. But
it's an art.
I want to draw.
It's an art in everything. I draw when I do landscaping, when I do lawn service. That's art. All of it is art to me.
Definitely. When you cutting in and you
shaping. Yeah, it's art. Yeah. That's art. But I can literally draw this scenery right in front of us. The TV, the flowers, the speakers. I could draw this shit. You know that. I
know you can draw. I was saying, I want to learn how to draw.
That's what's up.
I was...
Man, but going back to the point, man, it's about supporting our own, man.
Gotcha.
It's about supporting our own. And like I said, man, that's why this weekend I just wanted to, I wanted, when I was ready to eat, I wanted to eat at all black businesses because I want to support my own. You know, and going forward, I'm going to do more of supporting my own. I bought t-shirts this weekend. I bought masks. Man, the love was in the air going
black
back
movement.
To Juneteenth, man. It's a celebration for our people, man.
Like no
our culture, our the love was in the air, everything. I think we as a people, like I was telling one of the news stations, we talk about coming together as one. But it's hard to do that when you got everybody got their own opinions on everything. Label us not. Man, Anchor, y'all heard us. We came live. Me, Nicole, and Kevin, I told y'all I'm going to start coming live regardless of what's going on. Because regardless, we're going to have on our opinion. You can have an opinion, but don't put a label on us. Label us not. Y'all make sure y'all Google that. Label us not. Kevin, Nicole, y'all got any last words?
Y'all have a good night. Love all the beautiful people in the world. I mean, y'all souls.
Amen.
Girl, that sound like some devil shit. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. Hey. Amen don't sound like no devil shit.
No. She said amen. What I said. I'm going to say what I said. What I said is some devil shit. Hey, man, I love y'all. I love all the people out there. And I hope y'all take positivity in what we was talking about. And y'all have a good night.
Label us now!
Tuned in, y'all.
Hey, that was the longest version ever.
That's cool.
Kiki. That was cool.